This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, May 12th. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado's legislative session wrapped up on a muted tone, with most major bills already tied up well before the final day. The year was relatively calm compared to the previous session, when Democrats pushed through historic proposals. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Probably the biggest victory of the session was the creation of an aerial firefighting fleet to try and contain wildfires within the first hour after they're spotted. Republican Senator Steve King of Grand Junction was behind the $20 million proposal. Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman of Colorado Springs says it'll be a huge benefit for the upcoming wildfire season.
It's not just a win for Colorado, for our security, it's a win for the 44 million people that drink the water that's, you know, starts with snowflakes in Colorado.
Its passage was significantly boosted after a report from the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control said an aerial fleet would save money, homes, and lives. Republicans also credit Democratic Senate President Morgan Carroll, who got on board to make it a reality.
We had closed the budget. We did not have, initially, a way to pay for this. That was a big, heavy lift, and that came in response to one senator's passion for getting the evidence out there.
It also helped that Colorado had more funds to work with in next year's budget. The rebounding economy meant lawmakers had hundreds of millions of dollars to put back into higher education and K-12 schools after deep cuts during the recession. But Republican House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso of Loveland voted against the budget, saying the state could have done more for transportation.
One of the core functions of what we do down here is making sure that we've got infrastructure, and I don't think that we invested enough.
However, Del Grosso credits the additional money for making the overall session smoother.
Obviously, it makes it a lot easier. You can do a lot more things. Everybody likes to be able to do that versus where we were a couple years ago, where we have to cut $1 billion and then everybody's kind of running and ducking for cover.
Lawmakers also added money for victims of the 2012 Lower North Fork wildfire, which started as a controlled burn and ended up killing 3 people. Tax credits to help flood and wildfire victims who lost their homes also passed both chambers, along with grants to repair damaged infrastructure. Democratic Speaker of the House Mark Ferrandino thinks the flooding forced lawmakers to come into the session with a more serious tone.
A lot of people said, you know, let's put the gamesmanship, the feigned indignation and fighting that we do just for theater sometimes off to the side and actually just get the work done.
Democrats still control the legislature, but their agenda was not as ambitious as last year, when lawmakers passed gun control laws, a renewable energy standard for rural electric co-ops, civil unions, and in-state tuition for children of people brought into the country illegally. Ferrandino, who is term limited, says he has no regrets.
There were things that people wanted us to do. We ran on them, whether it's renewable energy, whether it's equal rights, whether it's gun safety legislation. I'm proud of the record that we've had over the last 2 years.
The one issue that didn't pass was a proposal to try and give communities dealing with oil and gas drilling more control over noise levels and setback distances from homes and schools.
We made tremendous progress, and I think there is enough progress so it's worth continuing to talk.
That's Governor John Hickenlooper. His administration has been working with a large number of stakeholders, from home builders to energy companies and environmentalists, to try and come up with a solution. The goal, he says, is to avoid a fight at the ballot box in November, when a proposal to allow cities and towns to ban fracking could go before voters.
So I think on both sides, there's a part of each constituency. They're raring for the fight, and they think they'll win, and they think it's going to help their candidates, and they think it's going to help their constituents.
The governor, who is up for re-election in the fall, says Colorado would be better served with a compromise, adding that he's open to calling lawmakers back to the Capitol this summer for a special session to pass oil and gas legislation. But with both sides still stuck on several issues, Hickenlooper says he gives it a 50-50 shot. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Colorado will have more water available this summer than last year. The latest snowpack measurements taken by the Natural Resources Conservation Service show above-average snow levels throughout most of the state. Over half of the state's reservoirs are full or at nearly three-quarters, or mostly 80% full. The reservoirs in the South Platte River Basin are at the fullest of the state, and the Arkansas River Basin is the lowest. Lots of water in reservoirs means spring runoff could be much higher than normal. The Colorado, Yampa, North Platte and Cashlapooter have especially high flows. That's a concern for people on the Front Range whose communities and roads were damaged by intense flooding last September. As the Denver Post report, there's already more than normal water flowing in creeks and rivers near Lyons and Greeley, and peak snowmelt hasn't even happened yet. But farmers on the eastern plains won't be able to use all that extra irrigation water. Many ditches damaged in last fall's floods haven't been fixed yet, so they won't be able to carry the water to fields. That's not a problem for farmers in southwest Colorado, where the snowpack is still below average. Overall snowstorms this winter favored the northern and central mountains. The San Juans received less snow than normal. Police are still looking for a missing man from Nucla. Jerry Hoop Reed is 57 years old and was reported missing on April 26th. He was last heard from in early March. Reed is 5'9", about 160 pounds. He has brown eyes, brown hair, and a full beard. As the Montrose Daily Press reports, he was last seen wearing a green Western shirt, blue jeans, boots, and possibly a baseball cap and glasses. Anyone with information can call the Montrose Sheriff's Office at 970-252-4023. The Bureau of Land Management is seeking public comment on a proposal to upgrade an existing transmission line that runs through southwestern Colorado. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
The proposal by the Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association seeks to upgrade and rebuild the Montrose-Nucla-Cajon transmission line. Tri-State spokesman Drew Kramer says the agency wants to upgrade the line's capacity from 115 kilovolts to 230 kilovolts.
It's a line that's approaching its 60th birthday. It goes through a lot of rugged territory. It's been beat up by everything from weather to woodpeckers. Its lifespan is coming to an end.
Kramer says the BLM and the U.S. Forest Service are conducting the environmental assessment on the proposed upgrades and handling the solicitation of public comments. The first comment period on the proposal ends June 4th. For information on the proposal, contact the BLM's Southwest District Office. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.